As for Derrick, he seemed quite confident that this would be the case, and occasionally, with a deriding gesture, shook his lamp feeder at the other boats. "The ungracious and ungrateful dog!" cried Starbuck. "He mocks and dares me with the very poor box I filled for him not 5 minutes ago." Then, in his old intense whisper, "Give way, greyhounds! Dog to it!" "I tell you what it is, men," cried Stubb to his crew. "It's against my religion to get mad, but I'd like to eat that villainous Yarman. Pull, won't you? Are you going to let that rascal beat you? Do you love brandy? A hogshead of brandy, then, to the best man. Come, why don't some of you burst a blood vessel? Who's that been dropping an anchor overboard? We don't budge an inch. We're becalmed. Halloo, here's grass growing in the boat's bottom. And by the Lord, the mast there, budding. This won't do, boys. Look at that Yarman. The short and long of it is, men, will you spit fire or not?" "Oh, see the suds he makes," cried Flask, dancing up and down. "What a hump! Oh, do pile on the beef! Lays like a log! Oh, my lads, do spring! Slapjacks and quahogs for supper, you know, my lads! Baked clams and muffins! Oh, do, do spring! He's a 100-barreler! Don't lose him now! Oh, don't, don't! See that Yarman! Oh, won't you pull for your duff, my lads! Such a sog! Such a sogger!"